Hello, it's the post-match show. It's John Gibbons after Liverpool have beat Burnley 2-0 to go top of the English Premier League. I'm joined by Phil Blunder, by Steve Evans, hopefully by Philippa Smallwood as well, if we can find her. Andy's clicking at someone. But we're on a bit of a time schedule because of where Jamie Webster's going on in a bit and he's loud, but we're hoping to go. But anyway, Steve Evans, top of the league, mate. It's good performance, a few shaky moments, but generally speaking, loads to be positive about.
Yeah, I mean, massive 3 points. That's what we wanted today, wasn't it, really? You know, the whole occasion. I think the first half, we looked at little bit nervous at times, maybe. Thought Burnley played well at times today, credit as well. And you know, Alisson had to make a couple of good saves, but second half we found our gears and started to go through them. Some really good performances from Harvey Elliott, from Tsimikas, left back in front of the Anfield crowd for the first time. And just fantastic to be back. 3 points, top of the league, getting the Reds.
Yeah, the crowd were brilliant. I loved him. Alisson at the end when he makes that save and he goes over to the cop and we won't give the ball back because we just want to sing to him.
That's all he wanted, yeah. I mean, he was magnificent again today. So commanding that first half. As I said, Burnley played quite well. I thought the first 20-odd minutes, so he scored and he made a couple of great saves, and that's why he's the best in the world, because he does what he does.
Yeah, he's the best in the world, Phil, but there was quite a few of them on the pitch today who could attest to being the best in the world in their position. Some of the performances were great, and I just loved watching Liverpool. I don't know if it's an absence thing, but some of our play today was unreal.
It was great, wasn't it? The thing I like most of it, sort of, it wasn't like sort of one of those games where you turn up and you just win 3-0 and it's easy. It was a bit of a battle, a bit of a fight.
You had to fight
against them because they turned up and they had a bit more of a go than Burnley sides usually do, and usually what you'd expect. And the keepers made some good saves. The defenders have defended well, and it's what you want to see from a team. I'll take a 4-5-0 procession every week, but that wasn't really what I wanted. I wanted to come in there and sort of be a bit involved and a bit like, fucking hell, let's get behind them. And it was great, and as you say, I thought everyone was great today. There's not a single player there who couldn't look at this next week and go, well, why should I not start against Chelsea? Yeah, every single player on that who's both started and finished should have a serious right to start next week against the champions of Europe. And we've won your first two, and next Saturday is absolutely
huge.
I can't wait for next Saturday now. It's all I'm going to think about for about a week, to be perfectly honest. The champions of Europe are coming to Anfield at 5:30 on a Saturday, and we're getting straight into them.